dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Shady J, hold the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music wins with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Steady J. It is yet another Monday. That means it is another beginning of the week. We've made it, everybody. We made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. Can we give a hand to that, please? Can we give a hand to that? Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Man, this week, man. You know, every Monday, man, you just always get a chance to look back at the past week, look back at the weekend, everything, just kind of figure it all out and see how you can get it all right again. So, definitely, man, definitely, obviously, it was a very productive week for me last week. Cannot complain about that. Let's remember everything in this big old brain of mine. Going backwards, yesterday was just a relaxed day for me because it was Saturday. Sunday's usually ours. Usually after I've done a lot of hectic, been a hectic work week and doing other stuff, it's usually a good day for me to just relax. Saturday, man, got a chance to meet one of my play nephews for the first time. Camus Cajun, man, shout out to him, seeing Camden. And it was definitely great to celebrate his first birthday and travel up my friend, man, all the way back from middle school. So it was great to see her doing her thing. And they'll just continue to grow. I'm very proud of her. And if anybody else doesn't tell her that, just remember she heard from me too. So big up to you, LaKendra. She got a chance to hang out with my partners in crime boy Trey. A chance to hang out with him. And then on Friday we actually turned up with my people over at Limelight. Fly Dreamers ENT, always doing big things. Shoot, the rest of the week, man, I just been kind of bland week working towards this new issue coming out of Human Canvas, which is issue number 11. And it's pretty hot, man. I've released the cover today as far as for the upcoming issue. You have Nate Seduction, who actually been on the show tonight, who's on the front cover. And on the back cover, you have Miss Tina Foy. And definitely, man, you get two different realms of looking at it, and it kind of is the double cover kind of gives you a perfect idea of reminding you what Human Canvas is all about. It's not just about tattoos, it's not just about body paint, it's about body art as a whole. And it's just great to see all the different people who are involved and make this happen. So big ups to everyone. Also, you got our models, A Savage and Moni Love will be in there as well. So I've been mapping it all out. It's crazy. You pretty much have somebody from each region of the U.S. for the most part. Got somebody from this, somebody from the East Coast, somebody from the Midwest, and somebody from the West Coast. So, man, you can never go wrong when you do that. You got perfect diversity of where people are from and just different styles. It also not having to always be the quote-unquote thick models, you know, plus a lot of times a lot of ones would be super thick and tall and all this. And it's great to show that you don't have to be the case in order for a magazine to get that great accolade. So thank you for everyone supporting that. Some other stuff I want to definitely get out there as well. Since yesterday, the 20th, was the last day for those submissions. I mean, make way for the new ones that's going on. So the next one coming up that you need to be on the lookout for if you're trying to get into it, which is due August 20th, is for the Secret Agent edition. Now, it's basically what we'll be doing, everybody kind of made it a secret agent persona, and it's going to be cool, man. This is like watch everybody really get into their imagination even more, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be September issue. It's going to be the first anniversary issue. It's going to be my birthday month. So all those different things in one, cannot complain at all. Appreciate everyone for all the love and support that you continually show me. All right, so with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to early music break, and we'll be back. This first track of the day is going to be by the special birthday girl. Different big ups to her. Came on the show and had some very lovely music. The first track of the day is going to be by my girl, Kawana Jackson. Happy birthday to you again, Kawana. And this is her track coming out. We'll be back.
I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The maturity, I got the expectations. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most deaf bit. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old and cats is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's smashed like guru, and yours is minuscule. Hoops minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive appeal. That's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no resembling. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a missing me to know that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And
if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's high.
It is to you.
Then you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
My friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess
that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, a certain type. A conscious rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claiming he the best, and dummy taking serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a group, you gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Jocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you let me rhyme. Dr. Seuss niggas, you like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the meaning rhythm? Black rappers who yakking should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Fuck thinking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to hear originals, nobody.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like it.
I just said that, dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely, and I make my own decisions. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling. Just be shoes off, hit a 10 to 9, and I just wanna cool off, I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride.
Jackson, that was coming out, and of course today's her birthday, so shout out to her. Had to play, definitely had to play her song of that. Then you know we had Experience J featuring B Rose, and that was Copycat, and then followed by my girl Red Shades of Vibing and Cooling. All right, man. So you know this is the fifth annual Dust Model Month, and every show this month is nothing but people in the modeling industry abroad, so definitely big ups to everyone who came through so far and shared some great information and had some great fun with us too. So definitely this next guest I'm about to bring on for this month is definitely nothing short of that. I'm going to welcome all the way from the Midwest, my girl, the beautiful, talented Mae Seduction. What's up?
Hello, everybody. It's Mae Seduction. Just like you said, how everybody doing?
Doing all right. You know, can't complain. Can't complain at all. Appreciate having you. And, you know, it's a pleasure, man. Just, you know, since day one, you've held me down and really supported what I'm doing and vice versa. So it's a great look.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All I know is loyalty, so...
Yeah, so second off, congratulations to making the front cover, which is already getting some great accolades already. So obviously we made a perfect choice.
Yes, I've seen all the comments. I was so happy that everybody, you know, liked my picture and liked me as the front cover of the magazine. That made me very fortunate and very happy that, you know, I'm doing something. Look up.
Well, definitely, it is great. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot more to talk about in here today. Cause y'all know how I do. I do not sugarcoat. Only time I do sugarcoat is when I'm baking cake. If I ain't baking no cake, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. So there's a lot I'm talking about in the show today, and definitely glad to have you through because. That's the stuff we will be talking about that is it will be controversial to some that have pissed me off as far as how people have approached you. And because it was me and I was in your position, I'd be pissed. And I'd really, you know, but also being controlled, I know how not to stoop to that level. So we'll talk about that in a bit, and everyone's like, ooh, I want to know. That's part of the show. We always give y'all a little something to wonder what that's about. But first off, man, kind of tell everybody, you know, how you got into the industry in the first place.
I got in the industry actually when I was younger. I started doing fashion shows for church, and I won first place. So I thought maybe this is something that I can really do. And a lot of people was asking me, do you model? You model? You should be a model. So, you know, I got into it, and I built my modeling portfolio. That's how I got started.
Well, definitely. And, you know, well, how did you actually get that start of building your portfolio? What was the first steps you took of doing that?
The first steps I took was I had to do, you know, you have to do research. When you want to be successful in something, you have to do your research, because if you don't do your research, you're not going to be successful in it.
Correct.
So that's the first step. You always want to do your research on what type of modeling you want to do, because everybody can't do the same modeling, because all types of modeling is not made for you. So, because I'm 4'9", so I know I can't do no runway modeling. I'm only 4'9", I'm very short. So I did the kind of modeling that I know I will be successful in.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one – that's one of the controversial things you talked about there. As far, you, I mean, because you threw it out there, I got to definitely attack it. Being short in an industry to where, you know, if you want to go in fashion, you ain't at least sit about 5'9" and really be safe. You got to be, you're not going to really get to do it. Mm-hmm. And then also sometimes some people hate on it. Even in some, which sometimes is understandable and not understandable at the same time, in different spectrums. Sometimes some people, they always go for the taller models when it comes to print too, which is another, because they have, and not only just tall, they go for the taller ones that's super duper thick and whatnot. And I was at the biggest, but they always go up to them too. So, like, what's like your take on, you know, models be, you know, not necessarily to be the, how can I put it, the status quo weight limit or whatever when it comes to being in this industry? Because a lot of people do that. They tend to kind of put a bubble on it.
Yes, I see a lot of urban models who are thick, and those magazines who do look for thicker models. But I'm breaking that, because everybody see I'm not thick. I'm petite, but I do have a figure to me. I still have a nice shape, even though I'm not thick. But I think they should give smaller models chances, because, I mean, you ain't got to have all that butt or nothing. You have it, you know, it's about having a pretty face, and it's a lot of competition.
Yeah, now, and with that, too, I ain't going to mention their name, because I know what I say. What is my motto, people? And that is, I'm not going to mention no names of certain people, because I call that free promotion, and if they pay me to promote them, I'm not going to do it, especially when they doing ratchet stuff. But anyway, it kind of throw the story there for people that didn't know this, how I actually ran to name in the first place was a certain site, not going to name the name, but they know who they are, and they know who they are, and a couple people listening to the show know who they are, too. But, no, I still remember they had a little thing where they were voting on, should you be on the site or should you not be on the site, and I don't know what was more annoying, the fact that they even had it as a question, or the fact of what people's comments were. And it still astounded me. And I remember I was like, no. I'm like, what are people doing? I mean, are we just going to continually go for the same type of model all the time? And that's how I ended up approaching you. I was like, nah, man. Like, wow. Like, I didn't find this jewel up in front of me. Like, I'm like, really? Y'all let this pass up? And I'm not. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, that post. Yeah, that really did piss me off, but you know what? It motivated me to do better, be a better model. If, you know, I'm not just going to show ass. Modeling is not all about showing ass in cities, but that's what people make it out to be in the urban modeling. That's what everybody make it out to be, and it don't have to be that way.
Right. Because this is what I get annoyed by. It's like, you do it. It's like, for instance, you've done a little bit of everything, almost pretty much with the industry, the modeling industry, but it's a thing when you keep doing the same work and not doing something, trying to do something different, it bores me. And I get bored with magazines that keep picking the same looking models every issue. I get really bored of it. So I remember how mad I was. I was talking to my boy. I was like, "Man, are you serious, man? Look at, like, really look at this, bro. Like, this is really a question." So,
like,
oh,
I mean, I'm not the best model, but I am confident in the type of modeling that I do. I mean, I'm just not gonna show ass and titties, because that's what modeling is. You know, it's not just about that. You gotta have class with it too.
Right, and it's about how. See, a lot of people don't get this. It's not, because this is model month. Y'all know that y'all always taking notes during this month of me saying different stuff that's good cookies to write down. When you take doing nude, it's not always about, it's not the problem that you're nude, it's what you do. And it doesn't even mean nothing with just being nude. It can be anything. You can have on clothes and you cannot look classy versus somebody else in clothes because of how you pose and everything about it. That's always the key thing. Posing is everything. People don't understand that.
Oh, and you can't do the same pose every photo shoot either.
Mm-hmm.
You got to switch it up.
Get
you got to be creative.
Now, how do you get your inspirations for, like, finding poses and whatnot?
You know what? I just look in the mirror. I like taking pictures. I'm very photogenic, and people call me conceited because I take pictures a lot, but I focus on my facial expressions and my, you know, my body. You know, I just look in the mirror and just take pictures and make up different poses. That's what I do. I just have fun with it. You know, you got to have fun in what you do to be successful in it.
Most definitely. Now, as far as the, now his part, it is Messy Monday, so I'm about to be very messy. Who's your favorite photographer you work with so far? And I know photographers, oh my God, models hate this question because y'all have to pick one, and the photographers are like, come after you, you didn't pick me.
Actually, my favorite photographer is the last photographer I have been working with. He's a new photographer. His name is King David from Sideways Entertainment. He's a great, great, great photographer, very great. If you guys seen the cover, then you guys know he's a great photographer.
Yes, yes. And I saw some of the work that he was doing, too, for you. It's definitely, definitely on point. And, you know, as far as like, who you – now, you don't give people this, but who would you say is your second favorite photographer?
My second favorite is a photographer I worked with in the past. His name is Brian, and he's from Prodigious Photography. He's a great photographer. He makes sure everything is on point and makes sure, you know, he gets the best out of you.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm – okay, I'm a brand-new person to the modeling industry, and – you know, if somebody offers to do a shoot for me, and I've never done a shoot, what's the best things you recommend from your personal practices of getting prepared for a shoot?
Getting prepared for a shoot. You should get prepared the day before your shoot. You should come with your makeup ready, because sometimes it's not a makeup artist on set. Then another thing is, some models don't know how to do makeup. When you're a model, you're going to have to learn to do makeup, because it's not always going to be somebody on set to do your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So as a model, I learned how I did some YouTubing, learned how to do makeup. I wasn't the best at it when I first started doing makeup, but now I got better at it. So, and make sure that you have something to fit your body right. Everybody don't look good in everything, so you have to, you know, sort it out.
In the words of Bruce, find one looks good on you. Yes. Okay. So, I'm ask some fun questions here in a bit. We'll go to a quick track and then we'll be back. So hang in tight. We got some more coming up. But I'm gonna ask some fun questions for her, because she doesn't know what I'm gonna ask her. Just gonna throw them at her. She's gonna have to answer. And also talk about on a project you got coming up that's very big, it involves somebody from a certain MTV show. So we'll be talking about that in a bit. All right, everybody, we'll be back on Life at Dusk Live, your boy Setting Day, special guest Nate Seduction in the building. Oh my God, what's wrong with my foot length? Where am I feeling turned up to right now? All right, let's go to my boy, 100 Bands, All On Me.
Architect. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We about to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, she all on me, all on me. All on me, yeah. All on me. I'm in this bitch looking good like a million bucks. Gone off the loud, got me turned up. Shawty DT up, so she gotta fuck. We in the club, getting naked like we about to fuck. You know I'm scrapped up, I ain't even tripping. Got my squad with me, so you know we winning. I ain't looking for no problems. But if you want war, you know my nigga got the chopper. Shawty on me, but you know I had to pass it to my team. I ain't worried about it, bitch, you know I like green. But she all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. We a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We bout to turn up in the VIP, got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me,
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 all on me.
Freeze that money all on me. And they don't know it, pussy all on me. And they don't know it, keep it all on the D. They don't know it, cause I buried me a G. And they won't know it, it's the same old store. Same old tales, from the same old niggas. But the same old sales, from the same old times. From the same old jail, nigga, do what you do. The same old smell, my nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Get your act right, homie, get your bag right. Get your mag right. The diamonds around my neck flash like a flashlight.
Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We about to turn up in the VIP. Got drinks, got weed. See a bad bitch, and she all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. All on me, all on me, all on me. She all on me. Walk in the club, me and my thug, you know what's up. We about to turn up in the VIP.
Yeah, we're back. All right, we're back in the building. Life at Dusk Live, your boy City J, with your special guest, Nate Seduction, in the building. All right, so first of all, I got to be nosy about, you had this new show coming out that you're about to get ready to work, be a part of the cast on. As far as what you can tell us about so far, what's, does anybody know about the show and what they can expect, what the concept of the show is?
The concept of the show is lesbian women and the attempt to find love, long-lasting love.
Now, that's a, that's interesting. There hasn't really been a, well, if you don't, loosely Bad Girls Club has like, has some, has lesbian romance on, the, on that show, but it's not really like having the focus of y'all. Explain, like, the title character of the show, because That was when I saw that. I remember I laughed and he told me about that. I was like, I've never that person. So who's the main? Everybody know who the main character of this show is. I think this is what they're going to trip off
of. It's no main characters. It's going to be 7 lesbian studs and 7 lesbian sims. So it's no main character. Yes. We had some issues with the last cast, so we had to get a new cast. So, yeah, everything has changed. But you guys be on the lookout soon because it's coming very soon.
Now, why do you think that's so important for a show of this magnitude as far as, because it hasn't been a show to where it's really been the forefront, even on Logo Channel, that's not done on there. And why do you think it's so important for a show of not just another love show, but a love show to where now y'all touch on different bases from the lesbian side of love? You know, why is that important to add to the fold?
It's important because people look at lesbians negative, like in a negative way, because everybody thinks all lesbians are ratchet. And we want to show that all lesbians are not ratchet. Of course, there's going to be drama on this show, but we are still going to be able to conduct ourselves as ladies because we are ladies at the end of the day. So it's supposed to be something positive for the lesbian community. We're trying to give lesbians a voice.
Oh, definitely. And that was what was so crazy when I first looked at it. I was like, wow. I was like, I'm so surprised that, you know, there has, especially now, like I said, now that the Logo Channel's out and whatnot, that there hasn't been a show like this yet. That's interesting to see that, you know, y'all making the first move to make that happen.
I think it's something that this community needs.
Yes. Now, as far as, like, your advice to, you know, to some people, because a lot of people have to go through this a lot, especially, you know, Michael Sam was just talking about this the other day on the Essies. You know, how important is it? And what's your personal advice to other people who just recently came out? What's your advice to them as far as being able to cope? Because, you know, there's a lot of young people who are going through stuff and they're scared to tell people and then they end up losing their lives because of having to hide something that they are and being teased about it.
You know what? I feel like you shouldn't hide who you are. I mean, I came out of, okay, I'm really bisexual and put it out there, but I came out the closet when I was 13, I came out and said, you know, I like women. That's what I like. And you just can't worry about what people think about you. Because I know when I came out the closet in 7th grade, it was a lot of other females who came out the closet because I did. Then some people like, why you like girls? What can a girl do for you? You know, how do you have sex? I hate when people ask me that. I just tell them, find out for yourself. How about you doing and see if you like it? But
so how did you put the closet? Did you like backflip at the closet, or did you like not? I was with the people about joke with them about like a little closet that you having to come out of. You got backflip because that's how
it's like you know, it's like you coming out your shell, pretty much. You coming out your shell, you being who you are and not hiding who you are or what you like.
Oh, definitely. It's great.
But
it's,
you have to love yourself first.
Exactly. You know, I've been preaching that to people. Like, it doesn't matter. And, I mean, I got to get your take on this. I get on people a lot. They go, well, anybody treat me right, so I'm going to go to guys or I'm going to go to girls. And then they get some ratchet stuff done to them for the same sex, and they want to complain. I've been trying to tell people, it's not going to matter what side you go to. If you don't love yourself, it ain't going to matter what. Ain't nobody wants to put with nobody who doesn't have confidence in themselves. There's not going to be not one woman or one man who's going to deal with it. I don't know why people get this so twisted. So,
okay,
yes, I appreciate that.
And not everybody goes to sexuality, because I know, I'm going to tell y'all a story. My grandma called me, and she said my real name. She's like, I heard some disturbing news about you. So I'm like, oh, Lord. What you hear about me, grandma? She's like, I heard you like girls. It's true. I'm like, yes, it's true, grandma. I'm like, yeah, I like girls and whatever. And the Lord said this. God said this. And I didn't want to argue with my grandma. I just, you know, I'm like, grandma, I don't want to hear this right now. So I hung up on her
right.
Because she, you know, and I love my grandma to death. I love that lady to death, but she understood that I wasn't going to change, you know, and she didn't want to mess up the relationship that we have, because me and my grandma, we have a strong bond. And she didn't want to break that just because I like women.
It takes time, you know. It's cool to hear somebody that brings that story into the fold of yourself. Because no one never says that, like, you know, realizing that everybody's not going to, that it's okay to understand that people are not going to accept things, right? Because they've been taught a certain way. You know, you can't get mad at them necessarily, but it's a difference between not accepting right away and just completely being hatred towards it. There's two different spectrums of that. And when you start getting mean, nasty, and ugly, that's when I get pissed off. I hate people do that because I know. I just hate watching these videos or watching these people who came out the closet and people are picking on them in college, and then you gotta all of a sudden you got them hanging themselves.
Yes, that's one thing that I'm fortunate about. I didn't get picked on because of my sexuality. I mean, of course, dudes, you know, can say, oh, you like girls because you ain't get the right dick. It's not all about, you know, it's not all about sex. It's about how that person makes you feel. It's not about sex. Okay, yes, sex is the icing on the cake, but that's not all what it's about, you know. It's about more than that.
Definitely. I'm glad you come be a voice on that. You know, people know me, man, especially, you know, because we even had, back when Proposition 8 really first got started, we actually had John from Plum on the show who was talking about it. And, you know, that's when the No Hate campaign started, with everybody puts the mask and tape over their mouth and then put the No Hate symbol on their face. That's when that very first got started. So, you know, we've pretty much been in the fold since the beginning of it. So it's a blessing to be able to do that. My next question, so I'm asking some crazy questions off the back, and guess what you got to do? You got to answer.
What I got to do.
Yeah, so I hope you're ready, because I do ask some crazy questions. All right, so first
I'm
one.
I'm ready. Try.
All right. So first one is going to be, for all the nosies out there that's probably in your Facebook trying to read your status, probably trying to be in your inbox asking questions, are you currently dating someone? Are you single, mingling, married, what's the deal?
No, I'm single. S-I-N-G-L-E. Single. As single can get. Single than a dollar.
Oh, Lord. Now, you know your inbox is going to blow up now because you said that, right? You would have had your inbox blowing up. Nigga's like, oh, that's the damn song here in Kansas. Ah, hit it up. Oh, Lord.
But one
okay.
thing I can say is when I'm in a relationship, I don't put my personal business on Facebook. So, I mean, people will know if I'm in a relationship or not. But right now, no, I'm single.
Yeah, now here's a question on that, because my next question, and God, just, I don't know why I just went blank all of a sudden today while I was going with that next, because, oh, yeah, you said something about relationship status and not telling on the page. A lot of people get that confused, that you know, all day, if you're not posting stuff about what y'all doing all the time, that you don't really care about them. And I don't, like you said, I don't like doing that, man. Like, I feel like it's always people trying to be thirsty and find a way in. Like, when you give them play-by-play or when everything's going bad, when everything's going good, you showing this upward, downward spiral, people trying to figure out how they can best exploit to try to make their way in.
Exactly. That's why I feel like relationships last longer when people do not know your business. When it's just you and your partner, you guys last way longer. So, you know, I'm older now and I'm more mature. So before, when I got in arguments and stuff, I used to put it on Facebook when I'm mad and this person ain't mad. I used to do that. But I don't do that anymore because that's when people try to make their way in. So if my relationship bad, if my relationship good, it's nobody's business but me and my partner.
Yeah, and they will do that. Once they do it, these people something else. I that's why, on my Facebook, I don't even have my status up there. I am single for people that's being nosy, but, I don't put it up there because because people always want to know, and then you switch it, and they think when you switch it for a second, they think that means that you open for business. No, it's not the case. So, all right, now we're going to ask you, because we got a thing we call Naughty Moments of the Week on here, and we got to be nosy and find out what's some of the naughtiest things that you have ever done. Give her the thinking music, please. Thank you. Which one of those do I want to share? Okay, hold on. Let's get ready.
It's kind of embarrassing, but nobody seeing is bigger than us.
Should give you some time to think about which ones you want to share. Big booty holes. Okay, all right. I had to get that in my system. All right. What is some of the naughtiest things you have ever done?
I'm going to just give y'all a hint. I'm going to say shower. Shower.
People have done that, but have people shared that, Michelle? Let me think about that. No, no one shared that, Michelle, yet. But I know people probably have. I've heard someone, hey, this probably going to give you some ideas. You're going to start writing down. Oh, that's good. I've had someone talk about the elevator. Crowded elevator at that. Someone was talking about an elevator here. That was wait a minute. Let's run this back. You did it where? In a crowded elevator?
Okay, I bet nobody did it in the church bathroom.
Oh, no, you said no. Not the church. Hold on. Time out. Not the church bathroom.
Bathroom. That's the naughtiest thing I ever did.
Yeah, that one was. You trying to hold that one back?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Was this before offering or after offering?
I think it was before offering.
You had to put a little something extra in the collection plate because you was like, "Oh, I didn't sin, Lord."
I didn't sin. God forgave me for that, though.
Oh man. Well, hold on. He only is going to forgive you for only one instance. If you did missionary, then he'll forgive you. Any other thing, if you caught the bathroom doing, is not going to be excused. So, yes. I know people are going to be blowing my inbox on me. I'm going straight to hell.
Yes, they are. Let the inbox
Did you just say long as missionary is fine? Y'all know I like a fool. Okay. Now, if you could change three things about the modeling industry, what would they be and why?
Three things that I would change about the modeling industry. I would change shifty-ass people. That's what I would change because, people just be on BS in the modeling industry, and it is a lot of competition. You're not just competing with the models. You're competing with the photographers, other people's managers. It's just crazy in the modeling industry.
Okay.
Another thing I would change is, a lot of people ask me, am I a porn star? But that's another thing I would change. People have closed minds. Come on now, people just can't model or do the kind of modeling they want to do. They got to be porn stars now. And no, I'm not a porn star.
Yeah, that does happen a lot. I hate that, but it bothers things automatically. That if you do nude, that's all that means. That's an open door to say that you'll do porn.
Yes, I'm not a porn star. And the third thing I would change is, family members thought about the type of modeling that they family member do. Because I just got an altercation with two of my family members. They are cut off. No, they will not hear from me ever again.
You can't camp them?
No, huh?
I said you can't camp them?
Yes, camp
them. That's the new verb. That's the you can't camp them. Cut them off.
Cut them off. They good. They ain't hearing from me no more because instead of coming disrespectful, you could have came in a more respectful way. So,
yeah, and I don't really hear a lot. People don't realize, if your family is a supporter of you, a supportive family of your of what you're doing, it means 10 leagues more. When you got your family supporting you, it's like you got, superpowers all of a sudden. But when they don't realize it hurt a lot. Thank God I don't deal with that, but. When you don't, man, I watch people, they hurt, man. It hurts bad to have, especially when it's intermediate family members doing that. It hurts.
But guess what? The kind of life I had, it's kind of easy cutting people off. Everybody not loyal, and you can't trust everybody. And I learned that the hard way. So, it's kind of easy. I don't care if you're a family member. Oh, well, I don't care. Next, and it's one of my grandmothers I had it cut off. Not the one on my dad's side, the one I care about so much, but it was the one on my mother's side that I had to cut off. Because, she said she's ashamed to call me her granddaughter because of the type of modeling I do. And I said, it's okay to have your own, it's okay to have your opinion. I'm not going to show her my feelings. I'm going to show her I don't care what you think of me because I don't care what nobody thinks of me.
Yeah, honestly, man, I think that too is about how people act because I know people that get doing fashion and got clothes on they're the worst people in the world.
Exactly.
They suck. They have no people skills. They just are so disrespectful and they look down on people. I hate those are the drive me nuts.
No, you can't judge a book by its cover. You cannot judge a book by its cover. Especially if you haven't been holy your whole life.
And don't get fooled with this because a girl got a girl is half dressed versus a girl that's fully dressed. Don't get it twisted and think that just because a girl that's half dressed that she sleep with more people than the one that's dressed. There's a thing they like to call they say a wolf in sheep's clothing, and there you go. That's a perfect example. Oh, man. Well, okay, man. Now, you have, as far as today was your last day, you had 24 hours from this moment forth. How would you spend those 24 hours?
I would spend the last 24 hours with the people that I care about.
Okay. Now, what would you do? That's broad. Be more specific. What would you do? Because, you know, everybody has, like, things they would do with their people that they love.
I mean, you know, go out, go to movies, have a good time, you know, drink, whatever. Last 24 hours, I'm going to make it worth it.
All right, well, I'm on the show, instead of saying follow or like, because anybody can follow you or like your stuff, but we call it stalking on here. Let me tell you why we say stalking. Stalking is better because those are the people that come on your page, they follow your stuff, they like it, they comment. If you got something coming out, they're going to go support it unconditionally. So we call those people stalkers. Yeah, that's a little. I need to trademark that and put that in a T-shirt because I have started that. People are like, dang, that's good, man. So yes, how can people? Where are the links that people can stalk you at?
Hold on. You got on stalkers. Let me get on stalkers. Stalkers who on my Facebook but still reporting my pictures.
Well, you mean bad stalker because you can't be changing my word. So hold on. You talking about the bad stalker? So I gotta. Put that out there before you say it. All right, so go ahead, Sherry.
I had a stalker when I was 16 working at McDonald's. I had a stalker. And, like, my mama had to call the police for real. Like,
was he trying to share some of his special, his speed secret sauce with you or something?
I don't know. This man was there from the time I got to work, from the time I left work. That's some stalking shit, for real.
He's like, baby, I got, you know, shoot, you got them bugs right there. I'm trying to see you want some meat to put between them.
Like, that was so creepy to me.
Oh, man. All right, so now back to the good stalking. Why you trying to take my word? How can people stalk you? What at least should people come stalk you at?
Where do people stalk me at? People stalk me on Facebook.
Yeah. Like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Social media, that's what people stalk me at.
Oh, no, let them know your links. Let them know how they can find you.
Okay,
these
you
are
guys.
The good stalkers. Again, I didn't put that out there. The good stalkers. That's the crazy McDonald's type guy stalker. These are the people that are positively stalking. Make sure I put that out there.
It's just people, and people stalk me from other people's pages too.
But yes, let everybody know your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, so they can follow you and show you some love.
Well, my Facebook is Nay Seduction. That's NAYY Seduction. You can also follow me on Instagram, Nay_Seduction, NAYY_Seduction, and Twitter is the same thing. And my fan page is I Am Seduction.
All right, simple as that. I like you make it simple, and it's not a hard process to find you on these social media sites. I hate that. Like, if you have a completely different name, I'm like, I'm not going to figure out what your page is. It's confusing.
I'll try to keep it really simple.
Yes. Again, I thank you for coming through the show. It's a pleasure having you. It's a pleasure having you on the cover, too. So big ups to that. And, heck, man, shoot, y'all know if y'all miss the show, man, y'all wouldn't miss any parts of the show with her, you can go back and listen at blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J, and be able to listen to the show as many times as you want. You share it, all that good stuff. Again, Nay, it was definitely a pleasure having you, and can't wait to see you grow a little more from here.
Thank you. I really appreciate you.
No problem, y'all. Y'all know how we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned into the episode of Life and Death Live. Your boy, City J. We'll see y'all tomorrow on Grit to Glamour. Going down. Yeah. Boom.